All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher with Confident Fit Coaching, Roxology, and the membership site, and jessiewallacher.com, where everything is housed. So this is the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, where I say all the things that we think deep down inside, but we're too afraid to admit out loud, thinking that we are the only ones struggling, that we really are unmotivated, that we really can't have all that we want. But in reality, this is sadly very normal, and I'm here to shed a little light and give you a little new perspective on things, especially when it comes to your diet and your workouts. And today, that is exactly what we are doing. So I am going to chit-chat with you on week 3 of the beginning program. So over the next 10 days, we are on the third day of this little mini series. I am breaking down each week and kind of giving you a little glimpse of what is going to be like in the program. Of course, these are very short little tidbits, but just to give you an idea of covering the surface of what we are going to dive much deeper into and give you kind of a really good idea of what this beginning program is all about. So week 3 is all about diving into exercise and fitness and working out and just movement in general, because a lot of us have a weird relationship with it. So even me, exercise and fitness and working out and movement is my therapy. It's my time alone. It's where I can kind of let my mind go blank and not think about everything that's going on, everything I need to do or should be doing and all of that stuff. And I can just be with myself, move my body, get some good, feel good emotions going. My brain's not working right now, but just something that's very good. But when we focus on the weight loss and the superficial of it and needing to be enough, exercise can turn into something that is forced. It can turn into a negative thing, something that runs us down. It can even turn into a punishment for if you're overeating or if you didn't do good on something. You're going to punish yourself with more fitness, with more exercise, with not going out and going to the gym instead. So what I like to do is start off with, like, how do you view that? How do you view, what is your thoughts? What does it mean to you? Exercise, fitness, working out, classes, movement, whatever it is that you want to call it, what is that for you? I want you to just think about that for a second. Like, what is that? How does it make you feel? What is your general relationship with it? Because how you view it is how you're going to be able to stick with it, is how you're going to be able to move forward with it, is what is going to, like, benefit you or hurt you moving forward. So the relationship with it, again, health is a lot more emotional and mental than it is physical, because you're able to do it. You can work out, you can eat healthy, but it's the relationship and the view and the mindset you have around it that is stopping you from actually achieving what it is. So the movement week is a little bit different because I have a meditation or an imagination exercise that we go through, and I'm not doing it on here. You have to join the program to get it. But a lot of times we just have the superficial of exercise equals weight loss. Okay, yeah, but what happens after the weight loss? What happens once you have all the things that you want? What does it mean to you? What is life to you? Because a lot of times we don't think past that initial thing, and that's why it's so hard. Because one, it can be scary of the unknown, and two, it can be, well, once I have it, then what? Then what? What is life going to be like then? Because if we're expecting weight loss to show us how worthy we are, if we're expecting fitness to define us and it never does, or we finally get to that point and it's empty and it's not what we were thinking and we still have all of our issues to deal with and it really didn't do anything for us other than potentially hurt our bodies, well, then what? So this meditation and this imagine exercise just kind of takes you, the listener, whoever decides to join, through this process, because it is a lot more, it is a lot deeper than just the surface level of making sure you're moving every day, of making sure you're getting to the gym or doing something at home. It's a lot more than just that. So we dive into that, we bring it forward, and we give you a new view and a new perspective of it. And then we work on continuing to keep that going. And all of these build off of each other. So we're continuing experimenting with food. We're continuing to find that baseline. We're continuing to see what is actually possible, that because with experimenting, you're able to do life. You're able to get outside of the gym. You're able to get outside of your kitchen. Even during this pandemic, you can go outside. You can order out. You can order in. Like, there's so much that you can do, but you're so limited to the strict, precise things that you're following, these rules, these expectations. And once we get you out of that, once we get you out of everyone else's rules and beliefs and facts or fiction, whatever it might be, and we bring it back to you and what is actually working for you, because a lot of times we don't actually pay attention to that. And we just take other people's opinions and facts as our own solid rules and what we have to do, when that's not the case at all. Because if this is really your life and you're really living it for you, everyone else is just white noise. They're just thoughts and opinions that you can take or leave, but they aren't fact, they aren't Bible for you. Unless you make them, unless you want them to be, unless they actually do work for you. But it's still your choice. It's still you deciding. It's still you finding out from experimenting, from giving it a try, from actually asking yourself, is this something that I want to do and want to do long term? And that's what we take you through in the imagination meditation exercise. Is what is life like? What is it that you really want, and where is it that you're going forward? Is this something that you want to do long term or not? Because if it's not something you want to do long term, and then you go back to normal life or something easier, something better, you actually start working on your health, well, then of course you're just going to be another statistic. Falling off the diet, struggling with your self-image, and so on and so forth. But is that really, really what you want? So we take you through that. And again, if this sounds something that you're interested in, if this sounds like the missing piece you've been looking for, something that is actually going to cover everything that you're looking for, I have all the links down below. Otherwise, feel free to visit jessiewallacher.com. It's under Confident Fit Coaching, the beginning program. Again, this is a 10-week, basically 12 week, because there's a bonus intro and outro, but 10 week program. And we will be going through it live in a private Facebook group. After that, any updates or revisions you will have access to for life. It will never be this price again, which is $1,000 paid in full or 4 monthly payments of $275. If you have any questions, feel free to message me on any socials, or my contact information is down below as well. Otherwise, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. All right. Bye-bye.